Welcome to the Mid-South Connect on WayFM. I'm your host, Michael Russell, and today our guest is Robin Nobling, Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Davidson County, or NAMI Davidson for short. Welcome, Robin.
Well, thank you, Michael. I really appreciate that welcome.
So we, as a society, have had our world almost turned on end or turned on its side with this COVID-19 pandemic situation, and you know, many of us are certainly practicing social distancing, and our physical health may be okay, but glad that you're here to talk about and take a look at how we can stay healthy mentally as well. How are you seeing folks that you serve impacted?
You know, I think for the most part, folks are doing pretty well. We are most concerned about folks that we know already have issues with anxiety, OCD, depression, and so we've had some concerns about those folks. And what we're seeing is, you know, yeah, there's a bit of an uptick in people reaching out, but you know, not as much as I think you'd think. You'd think there might be something overwhelming, and I think for the most part, people are practicing good self-care, and we're trying to preach mindfulness and structure.
So we are still in some of the early stages of this, and you know, maybe as time goes on, we might be feeling more of the burnout or the isolation. What are some good ways that we can adjust our habits to stay in a good place?
I think it's really, really important for everybody. And everybody, if you've got a brain, you've got mental health. So it's just not a certain segment of the population. This is emotional health for everyone. You know, and with NAMI, we cover all ages, all stages. And so I think one of the most important things to do is, okay, there's a tendency, especially with all the news coverage, to look at what's wrong or what's different. So I had a friend a long time ago, instead of saying, what's the worst that could happen, would switch it and go, what's the best that could happen? And I think we need to sometimes think that way. First of all, you don't need to watch the news and every bit of information that's coming out. Get what you need for the day. If there's a change in standing, you know, get the change in standing and turn it off. You know, if you stay tuned all day long, honestly, the information's probably not going to change that much. We all know we're social distancing. We all know we're washing our hands, trying not to touch faces. But the flip side of that is we also know, well, you're going to get up in the morning. What's your routine when you get up in the morning? Do you make yourself some coffee? Do you make the kids breakfast? Do you make the bed? You know, do you clean up the dishes? I think, especially for people with, you know, a little more sensitized to things, keeping that routine is going to be really, really important. And part of that routine is when we have it again, sunshine, I hear it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, getting out in that sunshine is really, really important. And you can do that while you're not, you know, close to people. You can be, well, first of all, open the window, get in some fresh air. As long as you're 6 foot away from somebody, I don't think you have to worry about your neighbor across the street catching anything from across the street. So open those windows, get the fresh air. Sunshine is very good for us physically and mentally. So make sure you're getting out the sunshine. If you're somebody with medication that tends to be a little more photosensitive, we'll put on some sunscreen. But when the opportunity comes, get out there, move, exercise, walk. If you have a pet, get out with that, you know, enjoy your pet. But keep a sense of structure and know that, you know, for right in this moment, things are good. Right in this moment, you're covered, you're fed, you can access somebody by the phone or by the internet. Maybe, you know, there are things that you can do.
And, you know, right now the things do seem certain, you know, but you know, as situations may change, we may, you know, be facing anxiety. What are some other ways that, you know, we can stay connected and grounded?
Well, things that I think people need to lean on. If you're somebody that is prayerful, this is a very good time to take time in prayer. If you have a mindfulness practice, and that can include prayer, it can include meditation. Other things that we encourage people to do are to calm your mind. Sometimes there's some very simple breathing techniques that people can do. And one that I highly recommend, we recommend it in our groups and our caregiver classes, is there's a very simple breathing exercise. And it doesn't take 5 minutes, and it can make a world of difference. We've been told this by people we've taught it to. And so all you have to do is find a little nook, a little corner, and sit yourself down. Make sure your back is nice and straight so that your lungs are nice and open. And what you'll do is you'll give a cleansing breath where you'll, with your mouth open and your jaw down, and just kind of to cleanse your breath. And then you're going to breathe in to a count of four through your nose, if you can. Not everybody can. But you're going to breathe in to a count of four through your nose. Then you're going to blow out gently as if you were making a candle flicker, but not blow out. And you're going to blow out to a count of four. And you're going to do that again. You're going to do that four times, where you're going to breathe in to a count of four, breathe out gently to a count of four to flicker that candle. But then on the fifth time, you're going to breathe into four and breathe out to five. So you're going to have to sustain that a little bit longer. Then you're going to breathe into four and then breathe out to six. Breathe into four, breathe out to seven, and then breathe into four and breathe out to eight. And then you'll stop. And you can start it again, but what most people will find is when you have the concentration on your breath that way, and it's a gentle way to do things, you really don't have time to think about anything else. You're getting nice fresh air into your body, you're oxygenating your body, and you're allowing your body to relax. And it sounds so simple, and it is, really, but it can be very beneficial. And it can stop anxiety in the moment. And I encourage people to do it 5 minutes. We also, you can teach this to children. And then if you do this in the same place about the same time every day, your body will get used to it and kind of expect to relax at that time. So, and you can do it at different times during the day. So that is a very simple way to just kind of connect to the moment.
You know, I'm actually doing that right now as you've been explaining it. I do. I feel the relaxation, and it's that you're right. It is good just to kind of help while you're concentrating. What can we do maybe for others that we know may be isolated, or maybe some folks are heavily introverted and they're not likely to reach out? How can we be of assistance to make sure that we're maybe spreading some of this the good thoughts and the good practices to folks who wouldn't necessarily reach out?
Well, there are some really good posts going on now in social media. There's some very positive things. In fact, I'm seeing more positive. I think there's a tendency sometimes to lash onto the negative, but I've got to say that for the most of what I've seen, we have an Instagram account and a Facebook account, and a lot of people, a lot of organizations do. And I'm seeing some very, very positive, helpful things on there. So sharing a post with somebody might be a way to connect. Texting someone. We know that with some of our folks, they're not going to be real verbal on the phone. It's just not them. And especially if they're not feeling good. And what people don't realize is, when you're not feeling good mentally or emotionally, that can really affect you physically. That can make you very, very tired. There can be body aches associated with that. So they may not feel good in the midst of all of this because emotionally they're not feeling really well. And just telling somebody to snap out of it, really, they would love to. Our folks would really love to be able to do that. That's not always possible. So to reach out to them, text them, let them know about the crisis text line, let them know about the 24-hour. If somebody is really anxious and really having a hard time, in Tennessee, we have the 24-hour mental health crisis line. And it actually, wherever you are in Tennessee, it will connect to the nearest crisis stabilization unit. And so, and that number for anyone that might need it is 855-274-7471. And that number will connect them to a crisis counselor. Now, I only want somebody to do that when they're really having a hard time. We have the NAMI helpline, our line, which is in operation. It's an information and referral line for mental health. We run that from 9 to 5 weekdays. That number is 615-891-4724. And you can reach out to us. You know, a lot of times things aren't an immediate crisis, but you're still not quite sure what to do. And so we'll be happy, you know, to make some suggestions and referrals to things. And then just simply send something funny along. People need a chance to smile. You know, you may not want to have a lot of social connection with people, but, you know, for some people, just having a phone call, leave something over my neighbor and I. I'm going to dig up some lilies, and I'm going to leave them. I'm going to hang them on the fence. I'm going to wipe off the bag that I put them in with you know, sanitized wipes, and I'm going to hang them over the fence. And she'll come and get them when she can. We can still connect, guys. It can still be done.
And the nice thing is, we live in a technological age, which is making some of these things that we're having to pivot to a little bit easier. Maybe, you know, as we quickly ramp up our learning curve. But
yes, I have to admit to doing that myself in some ways.
I think a lot of us are going to come through on the other side, you know, having learned things that maybe we wouldn't have otherwise, and maybe have some new skills as well.
Well, you know, I think what we're going to find, whenever you come through a crisis, you come through with new knowledge and resiliency. Every time you come through something, you get stronger. You know, a tree, young trees blow in the wind. And as they blow in the wind, that makes them stronger. And that's what we're going to be after this. Mm. And, you know, and it's, I love the saying that a calm sea does not make a strong sailor. And this is how we grow. It's not fun. It's not a good time. And some of the sometimes what you learn is, I'm never going to do that again if I can get away with it.
Yeah.
But you know, but you do, and you find things out about yourself, like, I can do this.
Encouraging words today from Robin Nobling, our guest on Mid-South Connect. She's the executive director of NAMI Davidson, which is a part of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. They have resources available to you, no matter if you are struggling with mental illness or are a caregiver, available anytime at namidavidson.org. Join us next week as we conclude our conversation with Robin Nobling, and thank you so much for listening to WayFM's Mid-South Connect.